ज्ञानञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे वञ्चाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो नमो महाबदन्नाय कृष्णप्रेमप्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्णचैतन्यनम् गौरतिशे गुरवे गौरचन्द्राय राधिकायै तदालयै कृष्णाय कृष्णभक्ताय तद्भक्ताय नमो यं प्रव्रजन्तमनुपेतमपेतकृत्यम् द्वैपायनो विरहकातरया जुहाव पुत्रेति तन्मयतया सर्वोऽभिनेतु तं सर्वभूतहृदयं मुनिमानतोऽस्मि तवैवास्मि तवैवास्मि न जीवामि त्वया विना इति विज्ञाय राधे त्वम् परिप्रश्नेन सेवया उपदेशन्ति ते ज्ञान ज्ञानिनः तत्त्वदर्शिनः कृष्ण एंड परिप्रश्न एंड डाउट Doubt means something offensive. Arjuna has no doubt to Krishna that he is Supreme Personality of Godhead or not, and knowing anything or not. Nothing he has doubt. Whether Krishna has any Guru Parampara or not. Has Krishna any Guru Parampara? Krishna? Any Guru Parampara? But he is telling that I am Guru of main Guru and lakhs years before I told it to son, Vishwaswan. So Krishna is your Guru. Why should I admit? Who gave him this knowledge or mantra? Then doubt will come. Arjuna has no doubt. If you want to know the meaning of Gita and teachings, you should be like Arjuna. He gave himself in the lotus feet of Krishna. What he will tell, I will obey. But I have some pariprasna. What is pariprasna? With honor to Gurudev, and he wants to know something. He cannot adjust or understand by his intelligence, and he cannot reconcile. So he is asking, praying that Krishna, I will follow you, and he. What he is not understanding, he is questioning, up to 18th chapter. Always question and question. Never any doubt. So we should be in that line. No doubt. Doubt should be gone before taking initiation. You should test, we should doubt, which has all this before taking initiation to Gurudev. Don't have any doubt towards Krishna. Why he took all the clothes of gopis? Why? And he wanted to see them naked. Why Krishna, being so supreme, and he collected so many gopis, wives of another gopis, and he did rash. Why? All these bad things. These are doubts. Never. Arjuna never asked. No doubt about Krishna. That Krishna is Supreme Personality of Godhead. And he is about of all kinds of knowledge. So we should be like that. So we should have some ki bole gyan,
knowledge.
No. Angreji word abhi yaad tha, abhi batlaya tha. Discrimination about all these things. So when you will know all these things, then you may be like Madhyam Adhikari. Then no doubt. Madhyam Adhikari, no doubt. So we should associate with the persons, those who are Madhyam Adhikari, and they can help us having no doubt. They may be have some pariprasna, and they will put it to another, his superiors. We have some also doubts, no doubts, we have some pariprasna. But we are unlucky. I am unlucky that now I am not having
answered.
But I know sometime that my Gurudev is present. All the devotees who are perfect in Krishna prem, all are present. They never die. Never. So if you will pray, sometimes I pray and I see that all my questions are solved at once, quickly. So you should be like that. Those who think that Śrīla Bhakti Siddhānta Saraswati Thakur never took sannyas from his Gurudev or anyone, he took himself. They don't know that his Guru never dies. Never. Gorkhusho Sarva dead at that time. He was there present and he took sannyas from him. No doubt. If any conditioned soul does not die, only change the cloth, this, then the persons so much having realization, and we think that Prabhupada was not of this world. He was from Golok Vrindavan, Daita Das. He was very near and dear to Srimati Radhika, known as Nayan Manjari. So he is not like general person. He was not conditioned soul. So we should not have any doubt. Narad Rishi here, I told yesterday about Narad Rishi. When he met with Nalkobar and Manigrave, playing in the pond with so many girls, naked, and what he is thinking? Have you that book?
I took it out.
I told him. Hanyo Jusoto Josyan Buddhi Vransorva Joguna Srimad Abhijatyadi Jatra Stri Dutam Asavaha Hanyate Pasuo Jatra Nirdayai Ajitatmavi Manyamane Imam Deham Ajaram Mrittu Nashvaram. What is telling? You should read the meaning by Swamiji.
Narada Muni said, among all the attractions of material enjoyment, the attraction of riches bewilders one's intelligence more than having beautiful bodily features, taking birth in an aristocratic family and being learned. When one is uneducated but falsely puffed up by wealth, the result is that one engages his wealth in enjoying wine, women and gambling. among the three
Hanyate Pashmo. After that,
unable to.
There is Parpat also.
Huh?
After you should read, it will help.
Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Among the three modes of material nature, goodness, passion, and ignorance, people are certainly conducted by the lower qualities, namely passion and ignorance, and especially by passion. Conducted by the mode of passion, one becomes more and more involved in material existence. Therefore, human life is meant for subduing the modes of passion and ignorance and advancing the mode of goodness. Tadarajastamo bhava kamalubadayaschaye chita itir anabidam svam sarve prasidati. This is culture. One must subdue the mode of passion and ignorance. In the mode of passion, when one is falsely proud of wealth, one engages his wealth only for three things, namely wine, woman, and gambling. We can actually see, especially in this age, that those who have unnecessary riches simply try to enjoy these three things. In Western civilization, these three things are very prominent because of an unnecessary increase of wealth. Narada Muni considered all this in the case of Manigriva and Nalakuba because he found in them so much pride in the words of their father Kubera. Hanyante Pashavo Yatra.
Yeah. Hanyante Pashavo Yatra. Those who kill animals, birds, or all others, being so much cruel, they think that my this body is eternal. I'll never be old. I will not die, or any kind of suffering will not come to me. They think, no. Narada Rishi is asking them that they are kim annudata. This body belongs to whom? This is mine. Are those who are supporting father and mother? Are those who are giving anna?
Grains, food.
Grains and supports us, or the king in their kingdom we are, or it is belongs to, this body belongs to my father or mother, or their father, mother, or those who have made them servant and pay something today, or those who have conquered this body, like when Napoleon was conquered by all others, Mitrasena, friend army, and he was conquered and he was put to death. Or when we die, it is given for fire or earth. So this belongs to fire or earth. Or so many dogs and eagles.
Jackals.
Also eagles.
Vultures.
They quarrel for this body, that I will eat, and they quarrel each other for that body. They belongs to this body. Or who is the master of this body? You can read this again.
Deham ki manna annudhatu. While alive, does this body belong to its employer, to the self, to the father, the mother, or the mother's father? Does it belong to the person who takes it away by force, to the slave master who purchases it, or to the sons who burn it in the fire? Or, if the body is not burned, does it belong to the dogs that eat it? Among the many possible claimants, who is the rightful claimant? Not to ascertain this, but instead to maintain the body by sinful activities is not good.
Why we should quarrel for this? Always try to use this body for Krishna consciousness, to realize all these things. This body is not for doubts or all other things, for intoxications and all these things. Our body is soul. there, and we are eternal that to Krishna. Now they are not realizing this. Who? The sons of Kuve, Nalkubar and Manigri. If there is perversity, it is like a medicine. Then you will not be angry so much. And if you will angry, then anyone can give a slap to him. So he should tolerate. So by poorness, tolerance comes automatically. And if you are not tolerant, then all will give you this. So I should make him so poor. Anyone does not know that if you are punching him, okay? No.
Pinch by a knife
or anything.
Pricked.
Then he will have surely some feeling. But these nishtu, these persons who kill animals, if anyone cut their hand from here, then they will realize this pain. Otherwise not. So I will make these two persons like this. They should realize all these things. They should be very poor. They should be like tree, that they should stand up in about thousand years. Anyone cut their hands and then they will drive. But at that time they cannot do, they cannot take revenge. In this stage they can take revenge, anyone. But at that time they had not power to revenge anyone, to take. So, daridro nirahankar stambho mukta sarva itamiriha krisham jadrichya aproti taddi tasya param tapah. You should read the meaning.
A poverty-stricken man must automatically undergo austerities and penances because he doesn't have the wealth to possess anything. Thus his false prestige is vanquished. Always in need of food, shelter and clothing, he must be satisfied with what he obtains by the mercy of Providence. Undergoing such compulsory austerities is good for him, because this purifies him and completely frees him from false ego.
So if Guru is chastising, and Guru is high class of Vaishnava, self-realized, and if he is chastising, then you showed that it is like blessing and medicine. You should not do anything opposed or anything, and think that Guru is now against me, like nowadays. Sometimes think that, oh, my Gurudev is so much against me. So never you should think. You should think like medicine. So the anger, the sharp
curse
and benediction, both are one. No difference at all. He is going to give curse, but how he is thinking, how I can make him so lucky and fortunate to realize all these things. The Guru thinks like this. You know, the example of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Chhota Haridas. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told him, don't come to me. I never want to see your mouth, face. And he was restricted not to come there. At last, he has to go to Triveni, where Ganga and Jamuna meets, and he left his body. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was satisfied. He knows that he will not die, but his soul will be come and terrified. And Chhota Haridas Thakur has not done any offense so much. but to show example by his own
associates
he has done like this. So we should have so much instruction from all these things. So tamo madam harishyami istrayneyo ajitatmino. Maintain this slope. Tadaham matyor madhva varunaya srimadandhayo tamo madam harishyami istrayneyo ajitatmana.
Therefore, since these two persons drank with a liquor named Varuni or Madhvi and unable to control their senses, have been blinded by the power of celestial opulence and have become attached to women, I shall relieve them of their false prestige.
So now we are like in this stage, Kanishta Adhikari. Though we have taken some of us initiation, but that initiation is not of high class of initiation Vidya Druri. So we must follow all these things. If being a devotee you have lust so much, not love and affection for Krishna, not love and affection for your Gurudev, and for intoxication or other things, that it is not good. We should try to reform us by this hearing all these things. So this Harikatha is so powerful for all stages of sadhaks, devotees, all. So we should try to realize all these things and to follow very strictly. Jadino lokpalasya putro bhutva tamaplutau na vivasvasatmanam bijanita sumdurmadau ato hata sthavratnam syatam naiva jatapuna smriti shyam matprasadena tatrapi madanugrahat. I will cause them to be sthavar, like tree. But being a tree, they will realize all sufferings. Trees don't realize what's anyone cutting, but they think that anyone is cutting. But they will realize by the course of Narada, I have become this tree. I have done so many offenses. So they will realize all this. But tree cannot realize. We are not realizing that what offenses we have done in past. But we have done surely, because chanting name, tears never comes, heart not melting, so many doubts coming. So we have done so many mistakes, but we have no realized. But he is telling that by my mercy, he will realize all, always being a tree, even. Vasudeva shasanidham ladva divya sarchate vritte swarlokam bho labdha bhakti bhavishyati. And after that, Krishna will touch them, and by that, Krishna will make them to go to with him to Golok Vrindavan. What became? When Krishna touched them, not with his own body, transcendental body, but some power came in rope, and from rope to grendel motor, and grendel motor was just to Yamlarjun. And at first quickly some power came in them, and they broke down with very great sound. And both came from the tree, very good, very beautiful shape, like god, semi-gods. And they began to pray, and they did parikrama to Krishna four times, and they fell down on the earth like dandot pranam, and then stand up and they were praying to Krishna. What praying? Bani gunanu kathane sranau kathayam hasta uchakarmasu manasta pad yurna smita sirastava nivas jagat pranami dishti satang darshani nastu bhavattanu. Very high class of prayer. They are praying. What they are praying? 38.
Bani gunanu
kathani.
Henceforward, may all the words describe your pastimes.
They are praying to Krishna. What?
May all our words describe your pastimes. May our ears engage in oral reception of your glories. May our hands, legs, and other senses engage in actions pleasing to you. And may our minds always think of your lotus feet. May our heads offer obeisances to everything within this world, because all things are also your different forms. And may our eyes see the forms of Vaishnava, who are not different from you.
This prayer is not different from same annabhilashita sunyam gyan karmadhyanabritam ankulena krishnanushilanam bhakti rutam. You can also apply it to Amrish Maharaj. What he told? What he was doing? You should speak loudly. You should, what name? What he is doing? By hands he what is? By face, by body, by all senses. What he is doing? He is doing service of Krishna. How? You should explain.
The Amrish Maharaj was praying.
Not praying. Sukadeva Goswami is telling the characteristics of Amrish Maharaj. That he always used to
Always engaged his mind in remembering Krishna, and he engaged his feet in going to the temple of the Lord. He engaged his hands in serving the Lord in various ways. Engaged his sense of smell in smelling the tulsi offered to the lotus feet of the Lord, and engaged his head in bowing down at the feet of the Lord. Engaged his eyes in beholding the beautiful form of the deity, and engaged all his senses.
Also mind, always remembering the pastimes of Krishna. Hands,
in cleansing the temple of the Lord.
More than this,
touching the Vaishnavas.
Serving his Gurudev and pure Vaishnavas by this. So he engaged everything. I think you should try to do this, and no problem will come. A problem is coming, I am
responsible.
You should do. Then you will tell, no problem, Gurudev, I am now happy.
Very happy.
So try to practice like this. Engage your all senses, all organs, for chanting, remembering, serving, engaging.
And no better.
So, this is the best process to give up all kinds of offenses and all anarths. And they become, what they became? Like this. They went to Devalok and they practiced there. And after they became qualified, and then Prem came. Because Krishna has told them. That after that they went to Devlok, and after that they practiced there, and when Prem developed and Prem came, first came Bhav, and after that they were matured to Sarup Siddhi, and then they went to Vastu Siddhi, and then they went to Krishna Lok Braja, and there they became the associates of Krishna. What?
Madhukanta
and Signakanta. Always reciting some Harikatha in the council of Gop and Gopis. Sometime in the council of Nanda Baba, where all
assemble all
Gopas and mothers and others. But in the councils of Gopis, especially the Priyasis of Krishna, they used to tell the pastimes of Krishna with only Gopis. And in that council, no any friend,
only
Krishna Priyasi, and Krishna used to be there. So Madhukanta means always madhu, sweet honey coming, like words. And Snigdha, Snigdhmane, like there are two kinds of Ghrita and Madhusneha. Ghrita, something sweet will have to mix it, but it is Snigdha, very
smooth,
but no sweet. And if you give some sweet, then it will be so sweet. But madhu is has both qualities. What?
Smooth and sweet.
Smooth and sweet, both. So they became like this, always telling Harikatha, serving Krishna by Harikatha. And when they used to tell it, Harikatha, pastimes of Krishna, then everyone knew that, oh, Krishna has gone to Mathura. And they began to weep, but Krishna was there. So all worldly desire. So by this desire, benediction, they may be finished. So Shankar is not too much merciful. Like Narad. Oh. You are going?
She goes and chants her mala.
Oh, so you should go. So, Narad is more. And Shankar has done his good, that by trick he has finished him, and by darshan of Vishnu, Krishna, his all offenses will go, and now in next birth he will be devotee, and he will chant and remember or go to Krishna. So there are so many things to go deep. So Krishna, Shankar is also merciful, desiratory. By trick he did so.
Donc, les grands Vaishnavas, ils sont tous des océans de miséricorde.
Bancha called Taru, who is telling? Narottam Thakur is telling. To whom? Jiva Goswami, Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, Sarupa Damodar, Raya Ramananda, Raghunathas. For all. And all are desiratory. They will give Krishna prem, not worldly things. Brahma gave some benediction to Hiranyakashipu that you will not die in daytime, nor night time, nor in sky, nor in earth, not in any room, out of room, not by weapon. No? He gave benediction. But it is not very good benediction. He was killed. But Vaishnava Arad Bancha Kalpataru, so much ocean of mercy that they will give Krishna prem, which is very rare in this world. If they are empowered to give worldly things also, but they will never give. They will give that. That is why we see that Krishna killed so many demons, but really he did not kill any of them. He took all their sins and bad things, and this body which is composed of all sins, Krishna made, get rid of them, and he purified their soul and he took.
Ici, on dit Vanchakapatarubhyascha. Avec qui dit ça? Narottam Das Thakur.
On peut ressentir dans l'association du...
C'est, in the association of Gurudev, one feels one the desire to see one's bhakti develop. But then when one is away from Gurudev, then that desire may become weak. So how does one remain always in association with Sadhu Guru?
In lower stages, when really initiation is not done, first class of initiation,
Vidyadhiridhi,
then he is always weak. He wants some help. So, Guru must give him some help. But as you know homeopathic medicine, that 1 lakh power, 100 power, so many high classes of power. If he will give kitna 100 power, oh, you will have to take daily. But if he gives 1 M in month or in 6 months, you will have to take only one
dose.
Only one dose. It will do. And it will act slowly. But if any sick person wants that, oh, you have given only one dose in 6 months, then he will give only sweet
globules,
not mixed with medicine. No? Only simply to taste and to encourage you that, oh, you should take daily, but not that medicine. Understand? So Gurudev initiates and gives something more that will sometimes sprout and then lips will come and gradually it will develop. And you should try to give always water, fresh air, and all needful things, and you should protect that creeper from animals. So Gurudev is always looking after you, nourishing you. You are seeing that Guruji is very far away. He is not doing anything, but he is doing everything. So you should try to realize and to do according to his teachings. Hare.
No.
How long it take to become clean from karma? Depend from, you know, everybody has different karma.
What?
In my case,
how long? Everyone has a different karma. Prarabdha karma. How long it takes to be free from karma?
All not. You should not think us that we are doing karma. You may do some karma, but not all devotees are bound to do karma. They are so tricky and they are so much intelligence that mixing some Krishna mood, they spoil all karmas. And bhakti comes. All becomes like that. Karms, all karms becomes bhakti. Understand what I'm telling you?
Yeah, understand, Maharaj.
What you should tell again to him.
Maharaj is saying that you should not think that, oh, you say everyone has karma, different karma. I say no. Vaishnavas, they don't have karma. It seems that they are doing something, but they are very expert. They will connect your activity with Krishna, and by this, instead of karma, karmic action, it will be turned into bhakti. You follow? So we shouldn't think, oh, everyone is doing karma. They are very expert to do that. They will transform everything into bhakti by mixing activity with Krishna.
You are going daily market and taking fruits from shop for yourself. And your guru came and told, I am telling you that go to market and bring fruits for Krishna. You are going and taking fruits, thinking that I will give it to Guru and Guru will offer to Krishna. It is not for me. Then you are bringing the fruits from market. Is it karma or not? You should decide. No, what I told. Oh, he did not understand.
Did you follow?
Follow. Try to follow.
If you are going to the market to buy some fruit, but then Gurudev says, you go to market, buy fruit for Krishna. So you go to market like before, but you're thinking, oh, I will buy the fruit, I'll give to Gurudev, he will give to Krishna.
Is it karma? Not bringing for yourself.
It is akarma.
What?
It is akarma.
No.
It is bhakti.
It is bhakti.
It is bhakti.
Bhakti karma. Karma but bhakti.
No.
Bhakti.
It is bhakti.
If he is not following the orders of Gurudev, that it is akarma. You are not going to market and not bringing, this is akarma.
When I offer, it's a bhakti. When I offer to Gurudeva, it's bhakti.
Offer is not bhakti. Offering is not bhakti. It is sakam bhakti. When you will bring the fruits for Gurudev, and Gurudev is telling you to bring the fruit for Krishna, then to bring the fruit is bhakti.
La question c'était au début, je commence à dire ça.
Following Gurudev orders,
carrying,
then it is a karma. No? And if you are bringing for you, it is karma. And if you are bringing for Krishna knowingly, then it is bhakti.
Offer to
Gurudev, you are not understanding the meaning of offer.
Continue for Gurudev. When you say offering to Gurudev, you don't offer to Gurudev. Gurudev will offer to Krishna.
You should bring for Krishna only.
Bring for Krishna.
This is
he will offer. Guru will offer.
Offer or not offer? No meaning. If you are offering, you have brought anything, and that very thing you are like, utakire, jakkaroshi, jajjuhoshi, jattapasyasi, tam tat madarapala. If you are giving some flower to Krishna, I am giving you offering. It is not pure bhakti. I am yours. I have offered myself. I am yours. And now if anything you will give, everything will be bhakti. But you have not offered yourself first, and you are giving something, then it will be sakam bhakti. Sakam bhakti, you know?
Mixed bhakti. Mixed with fruity.
Desire. Like dhruva. If we will not like pure devotee. So first you should offer yourself, that I am now your servant. Whole world is your opulence. Fruits are yours. I am taking and giving you one thing. You should taste. And remnant, I may take something to maintain my life. This is bhakti. There are so many things I am telling you, but you cannot take now. Associate again and again, and hear it again and again. Then you will have something.
Donc la question c'est...
One thing you understand. You let's suppose us that you have a very big garden. No? And there was a tree, very sweet, ripened mango. And you took one mango. And you offered that to Krishna. This is good, but not best. Have you given the whole garden to Krishna? Or only fruit you are taking and giving? You should give that whole garden. But it is better, not best. Why? Your whole wealth, your whole garden, your wife, sister, everything, your all things, your coat, your suit, your watch, and your mind, your all senses, your body should be Krishna. If you have offered Krishna everything, then your everything will be of Krishna. This is bhakti. And if you are giving only one, to Krishna one sweet or one mango, then it is even not fully. Krishna wants that you should give first. Then your everything will be of mine. Then you will be my servant. You will be not master of anything else. So Krishna wants this.
Supposing
the reaction of past material life.
Namabhas, when you reach, when you come to the semblance of Nam, Nama Abhas, that will clean up all karma.
All action of karma. If this room is dark from 1 year, none has given light since 1 year in this room, and so thick darkness is there, but when you will give only one matches, and it will be
illuminated.
When you will take one name, even semblance of that, oh, all will go. Arjun killed lakhs and lakhs soldiers. No? Had he to take the test of all his karms? Never. Ajamil has done so many bad things. He has murdered so many persons. But only by seeing the Vishnu Dut, everything went on. Not only seeing, by chanting Narayan for his son, even it went away.
Maharaj, in this book, Srila Prabhupada was right there. Lord Narayana, because Ajamila was the devotee of Lord Narayana, and was very, very sincere.
What will tell you?
Yes, not finished.
Narayana, name. He knew nothing. At the first time when the child was born, and he kept the name Narayana, this was first semblance of name. And by this, his all sins were gone. And after that, he was calling Narayan, Narayan, there were practices like. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur has told this. So we have to believe. And other acharyas have explained to make or strengthen our this sadhana.
Prabhupada a écrit toutes sortes de choses pour...
Now, that Prabhu. But only one.
He's waiting for five days to ask you a question.
So why he is not questioning?
Pose une question.
You should be more stronger by my association. I want to see you very bona fide Vaishnava. You should hear.
Dis ce que tu voulais dire. You have given us so much inspiration by coming, and we are so grateful to you. Now, how can we reciprocate by pleasing you? Here in this place, this part of France, what can we do to please you?
To spread my these teachings and follow very strongly my teachings.
Mettre
and follow Swamiji and preach, and you should help others. I will be very satisfied.
Prêcher, pratiquer soi-même, bien appliquer ses enseignements, aider les autres, suivre l'enseignement de Prabhupada, et ainsi, je serai très satisfait. Yari, vite.
Yeah, one last question. The first instruction I received from Govinda Maharaj was saravata, duravata, ekantikata. Simplicity, determination, and ekantikata bhakti. Ekantikita Bhakti was a little bit strange for me. In the association of my Guru Maharaj, I got a good impression about Krishnamaram.
When Maharaj told him about Ekantika Bhakti, to be one-pointed. So he told him, when you chant, you should think about your Ishtadev. But from him, you know, we were worshipping in Bhubaneswar, worshipping Krishna Balaram, Gonitai, and Radha Krishna. So if I think about Krishna Balaram and also Radha Krishna, also Gonita, is this opposed to Ekantika Bhakti or is it?
Yes, it can be. But it depends on the quality of that devotee. It may not be, but what Gurus have told, it is true to extent. If we are serving Radha and Krishna, and we are also serving Baladev Prabhu, then we should serve him like Guru Baladev Prabhu, no harm. And if you are thinking him Ananga Manjari, then so much better. So no harm. For beginners, Swamiji thought that they are serving and worshipping Radha Krishna, actually they are not serving Radha Krishna and worshipping. They are worshipping Lord Jagannath or Narayan. So he told like so. So no harm. But when they will be in pure bhakti standard, then they will think all these things. No harm. Even Sanatana Goswami used to go to Shankar, to Gopeshwar Mahadev, Bankhandi Mahadev, Kameshwar Mahadev, Chakreshwar Mahadev, always he was like friend and worshipping him. This is not bad. This is one point. He served Shankar to be merciful and to give his pure bhakti to serve Radha and Krishna conjugal. If anyone doing, no harm. It is one point. If gopis were going to Katyayani and worshipping, that worship was only for love and affection to Krishna. So it is one pointed. If you are going to Katyayani for your own desire to have marry with another very beautiful husband or wealth, reputation, then it is bad thing. Many questions.
Maharaj is très heureux de toutes ces questions qu'on lui pose.
And if you will want me again, I may come again and help you.
Si vous voulez bien de moi à nouveau, je peux revenir l'année prochaine vous aider.
I want to help you all.
Maharaj, without any
gain. My gain is that you are serving my Lord Krishna and Radha.
Sans aucun gain. Mon gain, c'est que vous servez mon Seigneur Krishna.
But I want that at plowed.
Field.
A plowed field. And I have given some seed. These seeds should be saved. And you should try to make it sprout. उसको खराब मत करो.
Spoil it.
Try to save. Automatically, it will be a very tasteful fruit.
Alors je dis, j'ai labouré le champ, planté des graines. Maintenant, il faut que vous veillez à protéger ces graines, à les arroser, à les faire grandir, pas à les griller. Et
en
poussant ces graines, elles vont devenir un arbre qui va donner un fruit merveilleux. Je veux ça.
Non, kirtan karto, aise hi, ma mantra.
Hare Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadha Shri Vasadi Gaur Bhaktavinda Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda
Very good.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama,
learning in Gurukula.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna.
My preaching to you all.
Maharaj Ji est très satisfait, très heureux de toute cette prédication que vous avez donné l'opportunité de faire.
I want that you should help all.
If you help me, then I can help.
Yes, I have helped you so much. Achcha. Only you should fear for offenses and bad activities.
On doit juste avoir peur des offenses et des activités pécheresses.
Don't fear for chanting, remembering,
sous la table, la porte, s'il te plaît.
And doing good things. Don't fear.
La lit la porte.
This your daughter?
Yes.
I gave her?
Yes.
Oh, very good. Very good. My heartly blessings to both.
And the small boy, Vidura.
Very good. So she has been initiated, but her mother is not initiated. How is it?
Elle est initiée, mais pas sa mère. Comment ça peut se faire?
Hare Krishna. Don't fear at all.
Faut pas avoir peur.
Never. They don't know a little English, both?
No.
Any schools, no study of English?
They start later.
What?
Later. They're still in primary school.
Yeah.
Starting secondary school, English language. Des questions posées à Maharaj, profitez-en.
Et merci
de savoir ce qu'il va faire le jour pendant son séjour, il a beaucoup insisté sur le fait de faire.
During your stay, you insisted so much on association, keeping good association. So he said, what should one do if he has people who have, they're not good association, but among them, some, they may become devotees.
Yeah.
So should one still associate with that group or
yes.
give up?
No.
Like mixed, good and bad association together.
Have so much honor and love and affection from them all. Because if I will be alone myself, so many bad things will come to me. But always surrounded by all Vaishnavas, they save me from so many dangers, so many things. So always we should try to be in Vaishnava association. They will save you. Don't be in any kind of nirjan. Nirjan, you know?
Asad Sangha.
Seclusion.
No.
But he is speaking about Asad Sangha.
Asad Sangha, you should not go to Asad Sangha. But if there is no Asad Sangha, but they are in line and humble, we should mix and talk each other Harikatha.
Il faut toujours fréquenter les dévots, même si parmi eux c'est comme ça. Parce que si on est tout seul, on n'a aucune chance dans la vie spirituelle. Mais les dévots, ils vont nous sauver toutes sortes de dangers. Et il faut bien sûr se garder de la compagnie des matérialistes, des gens qui sont à satsanga. Ça ne faut pas les fréquenter. Et toujours se garder en compagnie des dévots et les respecter beaucoup parce qu'ils vont nous aider dans la vie spirituelle. Ça, c'est capital.
You should do, if there is no bona fide association of Vaishnavas, you think the books of Goswamis all authentic association of Vaishnava.
S'il n'y a pas de bonne association de dévots authentiques que tu peux fréquenter, alors tu lis les livres des Goswamis, ces livres.
Knowing, not knowing the meanings. Even you should read and they will give so much things.
Même si tu ne comprends pas vraiment le sens de ce que tu lis, continue à lire et tu vas peu à peu absorber tellement de choses.
Okay. Will you come to Vrindavan at the time of Kartik? I'm really happy you coming. Where is Bindu Madhav Prabhu? He has gone anywhere?
Yes.
Where? In town?
Yeah, he must have gone some business, he went.
No.
He will come, I see.
Very good. Thought he is done.
So he said, what do you think about this and how do you see this, how to apply Varnashram Dharma?
Varnashram Dharma is basis of bhakti.
C'est la base de la bhakti, le Varnashram.
That we should be together if marriage for a powerful life.
Par exemple, si on se marie, on doit rester ensemble pour la vie.
We should respect our father and mother.
Respecter ses parents.
We should honor them.
Si les invités viennent, on doit les accueillir avec respect.
Even a Mayavadi sannyasi comes, we should try to honor him.
Même si c'est un sannyasi Mayavadi qui vient, on doit lui offrir respect.
But don't associate.
Et pas le fréquenter.
And in this way, any pure Vaishnava will come to your house and then very powerful impression will come, and then you will be fortunate to have association of Vaishnavas.
Si un pur Vaishnava vient chez vous et que vous le servez ainsi, par bonne fortune, vous aurez ainsi l'opportunité.
Swamiji was so much disturbed in his last time.
À la fin de sa vie, Prabhupada était tellement troublé.
He gave marriage by Indian culture, Vedic culture, so many. But in a few days, they left each other. They used to take his whole time to
solve problems.
Yeah, solve problem. So he told like this. He was unhappy by this.
Il perdait tellement son temps à juste résoudre des problèmes, donc il n'était pas satisfait, donc il pensait qu'il faut établir Varnashram Dharma comme base, au moins il y aura une base solide.
That is why he told that all the ladies devotees should be in the
under the care
of their husbands. Under that they will be desperate.
C'est pour ça qu'on avait dit,
not so much strong.
Toutes les dévotes, elles doivent être sous le protection de leur mari, sinon elles seront désespérées toutes seules sans protection.
I'm being ready to.
Je me prépare à t'initier, je suis en train de lui demander un mala, un chapelet. Des...
You are fearing, perhaps. If you are fearing, then I will not give.
Si tu as peur, je ne donnerai pas. Je ne te donne pas initiation si tu as peur.
Oui.
Si ça t'effraie trop, je ne vais pas te forcer.
Ah, what?
You were explaining a few days ago how there was some kind of Uttama Bhakta. They were able just to say to someone, I give you Krishna Prem, and the person can obtain it immediately. And also I read in Chaitanya Charitamrita there was one devotee, he was with a flute, and when he was touching some people, he was getting love of God.
Yeah.
So I can't understand, it's difficult for me to understand that point, that how someone can do like that, and even Krishna, he doesn't do that. And so you might this point.
No harm. The true devotion like Nityananda Prabhu or others. Krishna has himself, or Gaurachandra has himself empowered to do more than him. He has given. Understand?
Yes.
That I cannot do this. But I am empowering you to do this. So the devotees can do so much things. And if Krishna is not ready to be merciful to anyone, but if the devotees are so strong that you must be merciful to him, then unwanted, those he don't want to do, but he will have to be merciful. Understand?
Yes, but why they do that only to certain person and not to everyone in the world?
What?
Why they only give this to somebody and not to all?
Because bhakts wants this. The devotees want that you should be like this, you should be merciful. That is why. Otherwise he will not do. Madhyamadhikari forced him to do this. That is why. Otherwise he will not do. He is equal to all. But Madhyamadhikari is not equal to all. Krishna always see that all are serving him anyhow. Mahabhagavata also sees like this. All serving Krishna. So there is nothing to
preach
or anything do. They are seeing that even Kansa, Jarasandha and all other demons are serving Krishna. So he has nothing to pray, nothing to do, anything to say that you should serve Krishna. But Madhyamadhikari has four actions.
Prema Maitri.
Prema to Krishna, Maitri to Vaishnavas, and those who are not qualified But in Kanishtha Adhikari, Balis, no knowledge to them, but they are not Mayavadi Sangha, and other disqualities are not there. No doubts in any Krishna or anything bhakti. Then they will associate them and pray Krishna that you should also. Because their duty is like that, this. So they can pray. You know that if there are two children of any parents, no? If there are two sons or daughters to any person, one son, anyhow he has become ill and his stomach is now loose, so much loose. He cannot digest anything. But second boy, son, is so healthy and he can digest anything. If the father is giving same thing to both, then it is dangerous for the boy who is ill. So he will not give to all. He gives according to their stage. So there is nothing. Understand?
Yes. But according to the same line of question, that Miniketan Ram Das, they say he was touching somebody with his throat.
Not to all. Not to all.
According to
quality. Otherwise, if he will beat anyone, he will also beat him. Huh. So not to them. Those who have so much honor and faith that if he will beat me, then Krishna bhakti may come. Yeah. So persons. Otherwise, wicked person, those who are going here and drinking, they will come combined and
beat him.
Hmm? That is why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu left Navadvip. You know?
Yes.
Why?
Because lack of respect. People were lacking respect and making offense, and it defeated the purpose of
the
coming.
They also wanted to beat him.
Huh.
That is why he left. Hare Krishna, Hare Rama. Hare Krishna, Hare Rama.
Donc Maharaj dit, s'il y a deux enfants, if you have affection for someone, you're attached to someone, and you say, oh, I want him to become a devotee. Is this a completely material desire or is this a little spiritual desire?
Again?
I have affection for someone and I think, oh, let him become devotee. I want him to become devotee. Is this a material desire or little spiritual mixed?
Nothing. Why he is not attached to Krishna?
No, no. She says, if you have one friend, I have one friend. I say, oh, if I bring my friend to Krishna.
Why friend?
Some friend.
Why?
Because you want him to come to Krishna.
Then why attached? Any doctor wants to help anyone, but not attached. So you should be like doctor.
Il ne faut pas être attaché. Le docteur, il veut... Maharaj, pourquoi être attaché à quelqu'un? Profondeur à laquelle il parle, c'est incroyable. Je crois tout profond, mais il ne comprend pas la question aussi, c'est bien.
Now you understood?
Yes. No, but we are wondering. She's asking a question, and you answer just like if you don't understand. But actually, you end up going so much deeper. I'm expressing this.
Sometimes it becomes that the question, I answer, but they cannot follow. I go very deep.
You see,
I want to uproot the
misunderstanding.
All the causes.
Yes.
But they don't sometimes understand.
J'ai un mariage, on merveille comment.
A sick person. He has so much weak here, what? Swollen.
Oh, swollen.
So big. And it was so warm that always day and night, oh Father. Oh mother, I am dying, always. Hmm? He had no rest at all. Her mother came and began to fan. Oh, now you are some hot remedy here?
Some relief?
No. So she was doing like this. She was not knowing the reason why it has come out this
swelling.
She was outwardly
fanning.
But a doctor will come and he will
cut open the boil.
And he will do like this. All bad things will go away. And he will give medicine and he will give bandage. And after that, oh, very good, I am now feeling so well. So Vaishnava Raj loved this doctor. They didn't have attachment, but they do all operations and they make good for them.
Maharaj disait, a doctor
operates only those who are admitted in hospital or in hospital. Those who are not admitted, he will not touch them.
Mais il opère seulement ceux qui sont admis à l'hôpital, ceux qui sont prêts à se faire opérer. Les autres.
Understand? You also?
Yes.
Very quickly be. You should be quickly ready. To give up all these things, smoking and all those who are enemy, and to become pure devotee.
Yeah.
Very soon.
If also,
because you are related to him. So I think that you, he, she has been admitted in hospital.
I am admitted.
So I should take care.
Ton frère?
I have no job.
But you should promise that I will not take cigarette or wine.
Cigarette is very hard for me. Stop.
What?
He says it's so hard to give up cigarette.
Oh, no.
Yes.
If a doctor will tell today just time that if you will take any cigarette from today, you will die at once. Will you take?
Wish on Krishna.
No.
No, I don't know.
There was a rush of, you know, any sweet, very, very tasteful. A man was accustomed to take it. No? Her mother and all well told him, don't take so much. You should not take a sweet. But he was not obeying. One day, he wanted to take that sweet and at once a serpent came and tested that sweet. No? And some poison came in that. His mother and father both told that, if you are taking this sweet, a very powerful poison is there and we will die at once, we have seen. And he also saw that a snake is testing that sweet and there is some poison. Will he take or not? If he is so hungry, will he take or not? Ask him.
No, I can't take.
You understand?
Yes.
So, we are doctors, your father and more than your father and mother. We have seen that there is a very tremendous poison and you will die. But you are not seeing your death, we are seeing. But it will come, this poison, very slow poison. But effect is very, 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 very dangerous. So you should not take. Though very hard, but it can be done. Remember Krishna, God. Very happy you will be. Certainly happy. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna.
D'autres questions?
Hare Ram, Hare Ram.
I one person told me, according to scripture, it is said that the reason why the soul in this world is because Krishna is
Lila Maya.
Lila, and he wants to deal, to make pastime to come to take out the conditioned soul. That's why we are here.
So this part is also difficult for me to understand. So I want to be clear.
Is he has heard that the reason why the jiva is in bondage is because Krishna is lila maya, and he wants to have pastime of coming to deliver the conditioned soul. This is very hard to understand.
You also know that a big fire is in my house and everything is burning, and in a four or five minutes everything what you have kept in home will be finished in that. Then what you will have to do? You will have to know the reason why fire has come, or you will try to save your home.
Try to save my home.
So you should not add that, worry for that.
La question,
we are soul and we are conditioned soul, and we are drowning in this fire, we are burning in this fire. Why Krishna has come? Only for Leela, for the past times a jiva had been created and they have come. It seems something wrong. Why Krishna will do all these things for his play? Why will do? It has been told in Shastra, Tattu Leela Kaivalyam. He has done everything for his Leela, for his past time. But we'll have to go very deep in all these things. So don't go to these confusions. Chant, remember, and slowly you will realize what is the fact. Anyhow, you are burning. It is sure. And it is true. So we should try to quench this.
Extinguish. Extinguish.
We should try to
pin point
the ghost rather than try to escape the fire.
We should try to, mane, aag ko bujhane ki chesta karo.
We should try to extinguish the fire.
Extinguish.
Why? How this fire came? If you will think and not doing anything, then in a moment it will burn all things. So you will understand why Jivas has come, why not, why all these things.
She is my mother.
Where?
Yeah, here.
Coming?
Yes. She's 80 years old.
Very good. More than me. Yes. And so smart.
Yes.
You should honor your mother.
Give
him a chair. Your father also?
No, he is dead when I was a small boy. When I was 3 years old, he was...
You should say, come nearer.
Approche-toi, c'est différent.
Allez, non.
Approche-toi.
Après la jeunesse, c'est la vieillesse qui vient saluer.
She said, after the young people, the old people come to bow down to you.
Yeah.
She says.
But I'm your, like, son.
Oh, no, she's only 80.
So I'm like her son. I think I honor you like my mother.
Il dit, comme ton fils, il t'honore parce que tu es plus âgé que lui.
Oui, mais moi je suis très honorée. I am very happy to see you. You are a great, un grand sage.
Great sage.
Oui, grand sage de l'Inde.
You are a great sage from India.
No, I'm your only son. No sage, nothing.
Je ne suis pas un sage, c'est juste votre fils.
Merci, merci.
Like,
very much.
You can see me like him. Oui. I'm elder, he is younger. Oui.
Tu peux nous voir comme tes deux fils, lui aîné et moi plus jeune.
Oh yes. My son, mon fils aîné a 50 ans. Bon, 50 ans, c'est pas grand.
Il a 76 ans.
Oui, il a
76
ans. Bon,
c'est my bigger brother is 50.
Ah. Je voulais lui dire que le pape Paul VI, à son dernier voyage, il y a 25 ou 30 ans, a dit de l'Inde que c'était le pays le plus religieux.
He wants to say that she's very Christian. She said that the Pope said when he came to India, he said India is the most religious country in the whole world.
Oh.
When the Pope came, he said like that.
He was true.
Il a dit la vérité.
Oui,
we think that Isha first went to India. And he learned so many things and he returned and became so popular.
On a une tradition en Inde qui dit que Jésus est venu en Inde et a appris tellement de choses et ensuite est venu prêcher l'amour de Dieu.
History shows like this.
Saint Thomas est venu
History.
En Inde.
On dit mais le Christ était venu également pendant cette période de sa vie qui est mystérieuse. Là.
Perhaps.
Maybe she says yeah. The Christians
that history like this
record.
Record.
En Inde, il y a des vieux textes qui mentionnent ça.
He went to Vrindavan and Kashi.
Il a été à Vrindavan, mon ami, à Benares aussi.
I'm happy to meet you.
Donc on dit la question.
When we say when we meet each other, we have to pay obeisances by saying Vanchakalpata Vidyasha said that devotee is fulfilling all desires. Can you explain more about these desires? That's not clear for me.
What?
When two devotees meet, they offer pranam, vanchakalpata rubhyascha, kripa sindhu vyayvacha. It is said is a vanchakalpata ru, is fulfilling all desires.
Mm.
So I don't understand exactly what this means. What it means fulfilling all desires?
Oh. True Vaishnavas who are uttam adhikari, like Narad, like Rupa Goswami, like Sarup Damodar, like Vyas, you know Vyas, like Sukadeva Goswami, they are desire tree. If anyone will go there and they will pray for any desire, they can give them. But there is a thing that anyone go to them, all worldly desire will go away very soon, automatically. Like if anyone is feeling so much cold and he is trembling by cold, but if he will go to fire, coldness will go automatically. Understanding?
Yes.
Similarly, if anyone going to these kinds of high classes of Vaishnavas, Sadhu, then all bad things will go. And he wants that, oh Vaishnava Thakur, you are a desire tree. I want to serve Krishna. So give this thing to me so that I can serve Krishna and Radha conjugal in a very high way, highest way. The lower classes of Vaishnav, they cannot help like us, but we tell like this. But it is, this prayer is for them. But now we tell to be accustomed to tell like this. So, this prayer is for Narada, Sukadeva Goswami, Vyas, Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami. That only Vaishnava has only desire. Those who have accepted Vaishnavism, they have only one desire. What desire? I should have a love and affection like Yashoda. I should love and serve Krishna like gopis. This is the highest desire of any Vaishnava. So, you are like this, you can fulfill my desire. This is. But we Vaishnava, so-called, we are like so-called Vaishnava. We have not given up all bad
habits
and desire. We have so many desires. I want a very beautiful wife. Not only wife, beautiful, chaste, so that I may control her, but she should not give up. I should threaten him, but still she should be not. And I want so many very beautiful and qualified sons. One daughter, but three sons. And that should be very qualified. Then, oh, I meant they should be learned. After that, I may make them marries and they should be happy. So many desires will come, one after. But these he does not. Vaishnava will not do. Like Narad, he operated Nal Al Kuber. You know, I have told the history of Nal Kuber. He operated. They have desire and they went to Narad, but he operated. So Vaishnava Vancha Kalpataru Vascha Krita Sindhu Bhai. They are ocean of mercy. And those who are ocean of mercy, like them, like Narad, they will tell, oh, just now you should be like this. Have jugal prem, love and affection to Radha and Krishna. And at once, quickly your all desires should go, and one desire should be there, only to serve and Radha and Krishna.
Donc la question c'était, il y a une histoire à ce sujet.
You know Lord Shiva? He has so much power to give anything to anyone. Once, Lord Shiva was sitting with his wife, Parvati Devi. Parvati was so beautiful. At that time in whole world she was so much qualified, so much qualified and so much beautiful and chaste lady. One day he was sitting with his wife and a demon came and whose name was Bhasmasur.
Oh yeah, you told the story in that best place.
He saw that Parvati is so beautiful. I want to take this lady and I want to take my, like my wife. If not wife, but I want to keep her like girlfriend. No? So he done so much austerities to please Lord Shiva. Lord Shiva was pleased and he told that you can ask any benediction you like. He told that, oh Lord, if you are happy, you should give me this benediction. To whom I will touch with my this palms. At once will burn to ashes. Shankar told, oh, yes, I have given you. Now, to whom you will touch by this palm, he will burn to ashes. Then he followed Shankar. I want to touch your this heart. She began to run. Shankar ran here and there and he was falling. That I should touch my this to Shankar, that he should burn to ashes. So quickly he was running here and there, went whole world to run, but he was falling always. Then Shankar went in the sarana,
in the shelter of Lord.
By remembering, oh Krishna, save me. At once Krishna became in the shape of a little boy, Brahmachari. And he was sitting on the road on which Shankar was running and he was pursuing. Shankar went away running and that he was coming, Bhasmasur was coming. Brahmachari told, oh Bhasmasur, why you are running so much? Where you are going? He told, I am searching Shankar. Why? Oh, he has given me benediction that to whom I will touch my days, he will burn to ashes. So I want to test this benediction that he has told true or false. Then Brahmachari began to laugh and tell, "Oh, you are very foolish person. Why you are running so much here and there? You should test. I know that he is very false person. He never speaks true. So you should touch your heart and see nothing is there. You should and test." And he took his whole intelligence, and he at once began to laugh. "Oh, I am so foolish that I am running towards Shankar. Why not testing myself?" And when he touched, this is the mercy of Shankar, that he gave benediction or not. When he wanted desire, benediction, and Shankar told, "Yes, I am giving." Shankar is merciful or not? What do you think? He wanted this desire and he fulfilled? "Oh yes, you can be powerful to touch anyone and to burn to ashes." Yeah? Shankar is desire fruit.
Very true.